reporting, Republican Nikki Haley has suspended her 2024 presidential campaign. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Haley ended her White House bid hours after Donald Trump dominated Super Tuesday voting.
The time has now come to suspend my campaign.
She wished her GOP rival well, but did not offer an endorsement.
It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him.
Haley's departure leaves Trump as the last remaining major Republican candidate and sets up a likely rematch with President Biden in November. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Yulia Navalnaya, the widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, has called for an Election Day protest against President Vladimir Putin.
Yulia Navalnaya urged supporters of her late husband to come to polling stations at noon local time on the 17th of March, the last of 3 days of voting in Russian presidential elections. She said this was a safe way of demonstrating their position, but they will be painfully aware that this can potentially result in arrests, or worse. There were almost no detentions at Alexei Navalny's funeral, but there's always a possibility in Russia's increasingly repressive political environment.
BBC correspondent Vitaly Shevchenko reporting. A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds few Americans want the U.S. to take a more active role in solving the world's problems. This comes as America navigates its involvement in the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The majority of both Democrats and Republicans agree that the U.S. should not get more involved than it currently is in the ongoing conflicts between Russia and Ukraine and Israel and Hamas. On Wall Street, the Dow by 75 points, the Nasdaq rose 91. This is SRN News. Research shows teachers' unions are out of step with parents and teachers' views on gender ideology.
A recent Pew Research Center report shows more than two-thirds of teachers, parents, and teenage students do not support the teaching of gender identity or gender fluidity in schools. That's at odds with the position of the nation's largest teachers' unions. Many teachers and parents also believe the choice to opt out of gender ideology instruction should be available. Liberty Council Chairman Matt Stavers said the data confirms that, quote, this has no place in public education. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Virginia lawmakers again defeated legislation that would allow medically assisted suicide. A House committee voted this week to carry the bill over to the 2025 session. Similar legislation has failed in previous years. The legislation would have allowed Virginians with incurable diseases to seek end-of-life treatments. This is SRN News. The Veterans Affairs Secretary is reversing a department memo that aimed to ban VA displays of an iconic end of World War II photo showing a sailor kissing a woman he didn't know.
VA Secretary Dennis McDonough acted after a copy of a memo from a VA undersecretary requesting the photo's removal from the VA health facilities was shared on social media. Now, the memo said the removal was sought because the photo, quote, depicts a non-consensual act and is inconsistent with the department's sexual harassment policy. McDonough, though, tweeted out a copy of the image showing the sailor kissing the woman and said, we will keep it in VA facilities. Jason Walker reporting.
That photo was taken by famed photographer Alfred Eisenstadt in Times Square, New York. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.